Dadsnet Original Podcast.
Welcome to the Dadsnet Podcast with me, Al. That's JK.
And I'm not happy.
Why?
Why are we standing up now? What? We used to have this lovely, comfy desk. I used to have a chair that I could sit in. I used to have everything on my desk.
We were too relaxed. This makes us more focused. This makes us more on the ball.
Hang on. Who says that?
I don't know.
Who's head of that?
Well, that's why you said that, because you stand up at work.
I do stand up when I do my radio show. But this, I feel like
this was the time to relax.
This is chatting with my mate. But
no, not anymore. Not anymore. Well, coming up, we've got three brand new features that we're gonna. What are we going to do with them?
Talk about?
We're going to talk about.
Had a good Christmas, yeah?
I don't even remember having Christmas.
Well, everyone was ill, weren't they?
Everyone was ill. It was too busy. We're all just, and then we're back into it. And now here we are.
Yeah, I was, let's not talk about illness. I mean, come on. We're getting over it now. We've still got the coughs. We've still got the...
I was hoping to call you limpy as you were walking in.
My knee, it's like I've had a new knee.
Does it feel good?
It feels fantastic. Every now and again, if I twist a little bit, it feels a bit sort of...
Can you play football now?
I'm not going to play football ever again.
But could you?
I think I could.
Why don't you then?
Because I don't want to. Because I've got a new theory. This is like, you know, when you're getting old. I've got a new theory. This is the 9th operation on this knee. I don't want to get to 13 times unlucky. So I'm stopping. And
the 9th?
This is the 9th.
Yeah, so you've got...
I'm not risking that.
Well, three more, mate.
Because you know what's going to happen? I've already seen it in a dream. What's going to happen is I'm gonna get old. I'm going to live in a house which has got... We've got two stairs. We've got three floors. And I'm not going to be able to get to like the second floor. That's what's going to happen.
My mother-in-law. She has 5 sets of stairs in her house. She has... 1 hip replacement and 1 that needs replacing, and she's not whinging.
How many hips she got?
2. She's had one done and needs the other one done soon.
She's having the older.
I hope she doesn't listen to this. She's like, my hip's fine.
So what you're trying to say is stop complaining, play football. You've still got another couple of knee ops in you.
Yes. So get on with it.
Right. Okay.
Get on with it. Right. Let's get into this. The first feature is called "Wouldn't life be boring without kids?" Cough break.
Wouldn't life be boring without kids?
Yeah.
Debatable.
Well, it would be boring, but it would just be really nice as well.
Did you see this week that Seth, what's his face, the actor?
McPartland.
So, yeah, the guy, that
That's
guy.
Family
yeah.
guy.
Is that the right one?
No, Seth, I know the one you mean.
You know the actor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In The Hangover.
Is he in that?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Yeah.
A famous actor called Seth. You'll know him.
Right.
He basically said, him and his missus have said that they're really happy they didn't have kids, especially at the stage of life where they are now. So what is he, 40s, 50s, something like that? And they're like saying, I'm really happy that I didn't have kids. I get that. There's only one thing that worries me. Who's going to look after me when the circle of life happens and it all comes back round and I need my backside wiping?
Yeah.
Who's going to look after me?
Yeah, a nurse.
All right.
Right, so what we've done is we've put this out into Dadsnet community. It's on Facebook. Have a search. Come and join us. And we asked dads to share stories about when they realised, wouldn't life be boring without kids?
Okay.
Okay. First one, it's from a guy called Paul. He says, my boy was learning to talk and he said cock instead of clock. He was infatuated with them and would point and scream, cock, cock, one day when we were in HomeSense and went down the clock aisle, the next thing I hear is him screaming, there are cocks everywhere.
Yes.
Oh, it's fantastic, right?
Got the time on your cock?
Let me just look at my cock.
That's a big cock.
Wow. It's a cheap one.
You've got a digital cock. Cough break.
Holy smokes. Right, next one is from a guy called Damien. My wife and I had her brother and his girlfriend over for dinner. While we were chatting over coffee, our young son walked up to the table and stood my wife's pink vibrator on a placemat and asked, what's this, Daddy? He burst out laughing. My wife died of embarrassment. The girlfriend looked everywhere but the table, and I just picked it up and said to my son, that's Mummy's. Should we put it back?
No.
At dinner.
Do you remember we used to do that kids' TV show, Hider in the House?
Yeah.
And obviously we hid a celebrity in someone's house and one of the parents didn't know about it, but the kids were in on it.
Yeah.
So we always used to sort of, the start of the show, we'd always be in a room. It would usually be the bedroom because it was upstairs and the other parent wouldn't know we were up there. So we're the celebrity. So let's say it might have been Mining Class, Jason Donovan, whoever. Yeah. Should I admit this? Let's say every now and again, we may have just looked in drawers when...
everyone who was on that show is now thinking, crikey.
And then there was
not
the time,
suitable for CBBC.
No. And the time that Sean Lloyd, the weather girl, was hiding under a bed and put a hand in a dog shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does beg the question. Next one is from a guy called Sam. He says this. I spent a lot of my childhood in India, so I wasn't that familiar with how things were in the UK. I was walking with my parents in the shopping centre when I saw a lady who had her kid on one of those reins. So I yelled across the mall, "Look, they have a kid for a pet." The lady looked really annoyed, picked up her kid and walked away. Break this down, right? Reins. Right. It is a lead. It is a dog lead. Yeah, it's exactly the same.
But break this down. You've got a child that is so unpredictable. It's unbelievable. You know what I mean?
Hold the hand.
Okay, all right. Let's say you've got three children and one's really unpredictable.
Yeah.
What do you do with the unpredictable child? You either strap the child to you or you hold it on.
Now, I'm not saying that they're a bad thing in the slightest. I remember my mum had me on reins and it did me no harm. but it is exactly the same as putting your dog on a dog lead.
Yeah, but you put your dog on a lead so it doesn't run out in front of cars and get hit.
It is reasonable, but no one can pretend it's different.
I mean, there's a guy at Charing Cross Station, when I go into work, I see him now and again, who's got a ferret on a lead. I mean,
I thought you were going to say his girlfriend.
No, you have to go a bit deeper into Soho for that.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I've been told.
Exactly. Right, last one. This is from a guy called Jack. He says, this happened to a friend who works at daycare. She was helping a kid take his coat and boots off, shoes, I presume, when the kid decides to blurt out, "My mummy has a really hairy front butt."
Front butt. Cough break.
Oh dear, yes. She yells out, "My mummy has a really hairy front butt." My friend looks at the kid, tells him not to talk about his mummy's front butt, and continues like nothing happened. That's great. That's great. Let's leave mummy's front butt out of the conversation.
What about the back butt?
Well, yeah.
That too.
Yeah. So there you go. Wouldn't life be boring without kids, AJ?
Okay. Agreed.
Right, let's take a quick break. But afterwards, we are going to be talking about date night. Okay, mate, we're talking about date night. Now, this feature is called date night, but actually we're talking about relationships in various different ways. They're not all about specifically date nights, okay?
Okay.
Relationships are a lot of fun, aren't they?
Yeah. This is a trick question.
Is Charlie listening?
No. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Date nights are a lot of fun because you get away from the kids. We know this. You know, you got to reconnect. You got to get back to how you were before you had kids. Remember, you were a thing before kids.
I know. The thing is with day nights is that they're few and far between, mostly.
There's not enough of them. There really isn't.
No.
I mean, the last date night we had was amazing. We went to Italy and watched a concert.
That's a date holiday.
It was a date two nights.
Yeah, date two nights.
And it was one of the best weekends I've ever had with my wife.
Well, maybe we should flip it around, and maybe we should have every night is date night, and then we should just throw in some kid nights.
That's actually a good shout. More date nights, less kid nights.
Exactly, let's flip it on his head.
Cough break. Still getting over the lurgy.
So what we did was we asked some mums if they could share what the weirdest things that their significant other does.
What, on date nights? Or just...
In general.
Right.
In general.
Okay. How does this lead to date night?
But the feature's just called date night because it's about relationships.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah, and calling the feature relationships.
Right, so we're just calling a feature for feature's sake when it's got nothing to do with what
which
we're talking
date
about.
Date night, which is... and then everything will be vaguely linked to relationships.
Right.
Right?
Just call it relationships.
Who produces? Is it Jack?
Definitely not my production.
Just work with it. Work with it. So the first one, a lady called Louise says, he dances at me like a bird of paradise trying to attract a mate. This has included moves like wacky inflatable flailing arms man and the ever popular helicopter dick.
That's the windmill dick, isn't it? Both the same.
Listen to this. It upsets the dogs every time he does it.
So imagine, doesn't upset her, upsets the dog.
So imagine a 6'3" brick shit house of a man wiggling towards you while two small dogs lose their shit. Guaranteed to make you smile, but certainly does not put you in the mood.
And always small dogs. Big guy, gotta have small dogs. Got to.
I know. Takes a real man to walk a dachshund.
Yeah. What's that tiny dog called? Tyson.
Oh, dear. I mean, that's just so funny. I can see it now. Yeah, exactly.
We've all done it. We've all done it. We have. I bet your mind's not as impressive as his, though.
This is a quick one. The next one is a quick one, right? It's from a lady called Julia. And she says, he strips completely naked every time he poos. I guarantee if you haven't done that, try it, then come back and comment wherever you're watching or listening to this.
I do it.
It's
liberating,
it's
isn't it?
So liberating.
Thing is, though, you are at your most vulnerable.
Yes.
If you do that, just be aware, if you're getting burgled,
lock the door.
Or something happens, you've got to get off that toilet naked.
Yeah.
And snap into action.
And defend your homestead.
And you're doing it bollock naked. You've got to make that choice.
Yeah, bollock naked without wiping.
Without wiping as well, yeah. But then saying that, if your diet's good, it should be quite solid and chocolatey brown. And if that's the case, congratulations, you've got good poo.
But honestly, I mean, she obviously thinks this is weird.
Do you do it before a shower? So I get naked, ready for a shower. Yeah. I run the shower for a little bit, get it warm, and I'll do it then.
Yeah,
That's the way. It is good. Yeah,
it is good. Next one, a lady called Zoe says, "Are you aware of the dad sneeze?
Is this the sneeze where you can't keep it quiet?
Every time my husband sneezes, it sounds like he's trying to scare off a grizzly bear." It's like a train falling from the sky and crushing a house right beside you, like a planet exploding down the street. It's stunning.
Okay, I'm going to put it out there. I can't sneeze quietly.
No.
Can you?
No.
But our wives can.
Yeah.
They can go, achoo. What's one of this? Like, yeah. What is that?
Yeah, and then,
shoot, I can't. Do you get smelly sneezes?
No.
Oh,
smelly sneeze.
It's a me thing then. Yeah, let's move on. Move on.
Okay. Have to come back to that at some point. Right, next one. This is anonymous. You know how some people lick the lips of their fingers, their index finger, before turning the page in the book?
Yep.
Well, my husband does that before taking his debit card out of his wallet. Except he wipes his finger on his pants right after he licks it. I don't understand it, but it's so funny and cute and distinctly him.
So when he's getting his thing out of his wallet, he does the old...
Yeah.
Yeah, but I get that. You'd have to...
No, but what she's saying is he licks it, and then before he does that, he wipes it off. So then it's just dry.
Because obviously he's put too much on
too
there.
Much. He's too licky.
He's taken a bit off. He just need it slightly moist. Oh, it's right, though, to do that. It's
too much saliva.
Yeah.
Maybe he's onto something. Don't know. Right, last one. This one actually was, we did this on the page. This is actually a dad who's talking about his wife. He says, she gags and retches every time she brushes her teeth. It makes me gag if I hear her. So I've never gone into the bathroom while she's brushing her teeth to find out what the fuck she's doing.
How far is she going back? I mean, you're just doing your teeth. You're not cleaning your tonsils.
Just rubbing your tongue.
Oh, that does get you. She's doing the tongue.
Maybe she's doing the tongue.
Yeah, because I've got Noah now to start doing his tongue.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear.
Retching?
Oh, he's like, yeah, a little bit. I can't get, it's like when the doctor puts the big stick down. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not. My gag reflex is, even thinking about it now.
Right, well, we'll move on. Coming up next feature, we're talking about dad hacks. Now, these just aren't dad hacks to help you get through life. These are dad hacks that are so genius, they've made it onto the Dad's Net podcast. Dad hacks. Okay.
Yep.
These are genius.
Okay.
And these, like, I'm not talking like we're not in. You can submit your ideas, by the way, for any of this. But we're not talking like, oh, I made sure that the nappy bin was closer to the changing table. Mm. Like, okay, yeah, that's helpful, but we want something a little bit more creative, right?
Groundbreaking.
Exactly. This is from someone called Jason, not you.
Not me.
I presume it wasn't you.
No.
It says, my six-year-old asked me where I'm ticklish. So I told him all over my back, and now I get free back scratches.
Yeah, but does he have to do the? Does he have to act? Do I go? Oh,
I guess.
So. Oh, I'm really ticklish.
Oh, I guess so. Maybe he says it kicks in after 10 minutes.
Yeah, doesn't quite kick in yet.
Yeah. This is from a guy called it's anonymous. Glow in the dark pacifiers isn't a bad idea. Finding one that's fallen under the cot when you're half asleep in the middle of the night in a dark room can be a challenge.
I remember looking at these on Amazon.
Glow in the dark.
Years ago, yeah. So they charge up by the light in the evening, turn the light off, they're good to go for another five to 8 hours.
Yeah. Well, some people clip them on there, don't they? Mm. Do that as well.
Yeah, but I like the glow in the dark one.
There you go.
Still got to clean
about it. Next one from a guy called Sean. Puppy pads are also baby pads.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are. Mm. The puppy training piddle pads. Puppy training piddle pads are basically nappies in sheet form. Set one on top of your changing table, leave it there until there's an incident, then throw it away and replace it. Haven't had to clean our changing table yet.
Great idea,
but not great for the environment.
But
we'll leave that to your own conscience.
Yeah, that's up to you choose.
Right, this is a guy called Marcus that says this. From ages 1 to 4, I never chased my kids around the house for bath time or bedtime. I would run away from them and they'd chase after me.
So then you can guide them
back
into the bathroom or the bedroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, right, get upstairs, go to the bath, go and have a bedtime, and them going, no, and running away, you can say, I'll race you upstairs, and then they run and try and catch you, and by then you're in the bathroom.
Do you think sheep do that to sheepdogs as well?
Whilst doing the wing.
Oh shit, they're running after. Oh my god, there's 500 of them.
Yeah, exactly. Next one, this is anonymous. When reading the bedtime story, turn 2 pages at once.
No, because it doesn't work. It doesn't. Well, no, it does at the start.
Yeah.
But once they've learnt the book, you're going to have to do that all the time.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
Because you can't go.
Not be consistent. He says this. He says, if you're careful, you can master this with one fair swoop of the finger. A little lick on the fingertip is also a great help.
That'd be terrible, though. Like Jack and Rose.
Yeah.
They were on board the Titanic, and they had this amazing love story. They died. The end.
Yeah.
But you've missed out the bit in the middle.
To me, it kind of defeats the object of reading to your kid.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just read half the book at a time.
Yeah. Are you getting to the stage now where the books that your kids are reading, there are some words you don't understand?
Well, I struggle to read.
Struggle to understand.
Yeah, it's where my phonics really kicks in.
Oh yeah, of course you're an old teacher, aren't you? That's what that is, you know. Well, Luna taught me about alliteration the other day. That's the only reason I knew that word a second ago.
I think it's fine. I think it's fine. If you just gloss past this, when they say, what does that mean? And you go, what's your teacher?
Yeah.
Right, last one. This is a guy called Dan. He says, my six-year-old had a cold, a terribly runny nose. He kept nagging me for tissue, so I sellotaped the entire box to his tummy. He then had tissue on demand whilst keeping his hands free, and it went wherever he went.
What happened to the good old-fashioned sleeve?
You can only get one up there. It's got 100.
No. The sleeve.
Oh. I thought you were like my grandma. He's like, oh, I've got a tissue. It's been up there for 6 days.
Charlie and her mum still do that.
What is going on?
They still do it.
Like the thought of that. When you're shoving a snotty tissue up your sleeve. I don't understand it.
And we wonder why we pick up germs in the house. Because they're there under your sleeve.
Yes, exactly. Constantly.
Constantly.
For days on end.
Oh.
Anyway, there we go. Thank you very much for listening to the Dad's Net podcast. Or if you're watching it, thank you very much for watching. Please do rate, download, subscribe, share with all your dad mates or non-dad mates or mum mates.
That'd be nice. Have a good week.
Dad's Net Original Podcast.